Blue Jays fall 1-0 to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Phone lines are open at 416-870-0590, star 590, and 1-888-666-0590. And we've only got about 10 minutes to take your calls. So let's get right to it. Rapidly becoming a regular here on preseason Blue Jays Talk. Brian in Saskatoon, you're going to lead things off. Welcome aboard.
Good to be aboard. My first comment.
Good to have you.
Sanchez. Aaron Sanchez looked outstanding today. I was very impressed how he pitched today. He looked really good. And my second question for you is, where do you think Andrew Alberts will end up this year in the Blue Jays organization?
I don't know about that because, you know what, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what the starting rotation in Buffalo might look like, who's going to be a part of that, and where they have plans for who, and who's going to move where. And, you know, you have a guy like Roberto Osuna who's not going to start there, but who could wind up there. And there are a couple of other guys that could wind up there. I imagine, you know, is Jeff Francis going to be starting in Buffalo, or is he going to be here in the bullpen, stuff like that? Where's Daniel Norris going to be? I would imagine that Andrew Albers is going to start this season in the bullpen in AAA. I don't know for sure, but, you know, the guy's got some big league experience and some very good big league experience. It's hard to imagine them just cutting him if he doesn't make the team, and it's hard to imagine them sending him any lower than Buffalo either.
Yeah, and it's just quite a remarkable story how he ended up in the Twins and stuff. So wherever he ends up, he's had a good story of a career so far.
He's got a fantastic story so far, and I'm sure, you know, as a Saskatchewanian, you take a lot of pride in Andrew from North Battleford, Saskatchewan. And regardless of what happens here, he's got a fantastic story. Still the best back-to-back starts to begin a major league career for anybody, I think. And he went out today and got through. Had a rough time, gave up hits to the first three batters he faced, was helped out by a great throw from Ezekiel Carrera to a shutout inning, but couldn't finish his inning. So we'll see how it continues with Andrew Albers. John in Toronto listening on our flagship Sportsnet 590, The Fan. John, you're up next on Blue Jays Talk, Spring Edition. Welcome aboard.
Well, this won't be the first time you hear this, I'm certain, but why is it that all these huge market teams like San Diego, Arizona, and Chicago White Sox can spend lots of money, and this really small, tiny market team like the Jays, who are, what, the fifth largest city in North America, can't. And don't tell me about Russell Martin, because his contract's $7 million next season. So,
Do Arizona and San Diego have higher payrolls than the Blue Jays this year? I don't believe that's true.
Be pretty close, San Diego, for sure. You know, can't add a $20 million starter and a $17 million Matt Kemp. You know, and how about the White Sox?
Well, they're not paying most of Matt Kemp's salary.
Okay, but how about the White Sox? 28th in attendance last year.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, isn't it?
Well, I'm just saying that they have a higher payroll than we do.
I don't think that's true.
That?
I'm not in ownership, so it's not up to me to justify it. But it's also not true. The White Sox have a lower payroll than the Blue Jays. The Padres have a. Well, last I checked, let me check again to make sure, because I like when people come on if they're complaining or if they're praising. Either way, it works. I like it when people are right. And right now, the Blue Jays have the 10th highest payroll in Major League Baseball.
Even
the
after
White
all
Sox
cuts?
Are 17th,
really? After they cut,
and the San Diego Padres are
and...
22nd.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently what I'm looking at it in real time. So, yes, there you go.
They're the 10th.
I can't justify all those things. Arizona's 25th in the Major Leagues in payroll.
Okay,
San Diego's 22nd.
Where are the White Sox?
17th, and the Blue Jays are 10th.
Okay. I'm guessing that, you know, there was no more money. There was nobody available, right, to help this pitching staff out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
I think this pitching staff is actually very good. You're talking about the bullpen. And, you know, look at what Francisco Rodriguez signed for, and look at what these guys are getting. And, you know, I appreciate the call to an extent. And thank you for listening. But if you're going to call up to complain, make sure you have your facts straight. That's kind of important. Joe in Ottawa. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Mike. Long time no call. I'm not calling to complain. I do hope
back.
I have my facts right. I'm excited about this year. One of the things is, of course, the young pitching and the fact that I don't think people always appreciate how long it takes to develop players from within the organization. Like two of the big names this year, Aaron Sanchez, Dalton Pompey, they were both drafted in Alex Anthopoulos' first year as general manager, 2010. And we're just kind of seeing them, obviously going to join the 25-man roster this year. And in particular, a guy like Dalton Pompey, who I think was picked in the 15th or 16th round, fairly far down, I think.
That's the way baseball works, you know, and I think that we, at least on the good side of the border anyway, we get used to hockey and seeing guys come in and excel in their draft year or a year or two after getting drafted and start to think, well, if a baseball player's not a star, an established star in the major leagues by the time he's 22, then he's a failure. And it doesn't work that way at all. The percolating process is a lot longer in baseball, but these guys, Sanchez and Pompey and Daniel Norris, are doing it at 21 and 22, and that's a pretty incredible thing. And you know, the point that Alex Anthopoulos' drafts are starting to bear fruit now is well taken, because, you know, people say, well, it's been 5 years, what's going on? It's been 5 years. It often can take 5 or 6 years.
Well, it does, and there's so much uncertainty. Like, again, you look at that 2010 draft and just look at the first round, where if you count the sandwich picks, there were maybe 50 guys drafted in the first round of 2010. Only half of them so far have ever had even a cup of coffee in the major leagues. There's only five of them that have accumulated at least five WAR at this point, five wins above replacement. So it's, yeah, I mean, it's baseball takes a lot of patience. You know, like the best hitters, you know, are out 7 times out of 10. The best pitchers barely, it takes so much for things to go right. I don't think people always appreciate it. But that's why I say win or lose this year, it's going to be such an exciting year. That's my main point.
I think so too, Joe, and I think it's going to be win rather than lose. And I appreciate the call. And you're 100%. Correct. Patience is not something that people want to hear about after a team hasn't been in the playoffs for 21 years, but it's starting to pay off finally. And it would be a shame if the Blue Jays fell short of the playoffs this year and Alex Anthopoulos and John Gibbons were let go because, well, they didn't make the playoffs, while all of Alex's drafts and things are beginning to bear fruit. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for all the calls. We will Blue Jays talk it up once again on Saturday, March 14th. Big day, Saturday, March 14th, when the Blue Jays play host to the New York Yankees. Right now, we're going to have a quick chat with Sportsnet Magazine's Pride and Joy, young Arden Zwelling, who's down here and is going back home tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
But you were downstairs and talking to Gibby, and I got to imagine he's got to be very, very pleased with what he saw of his pitching today.
Yeah, I mean, just the turnaround from last time Aaron Sanchez was out when it didn't go that well. I think he was most happy that he came back and was consistently in the zone. You know, he mentioned some changeups kind of running off the plate a little bit on the arm side, and we saw him spike a couple curves. But, I mean, you know, and all we were down there talking to him, he said, you know, the curveball is ahead of the changeup right now, which is what you would kind of expect. But, I mean, when you're going to be mixing a 91-92 change with the 96-97 heat and the 81 curve, you're going to be pretty nasty.
Yeah, and he was today with the three innings. You know, you can pick it apart, but he didn't give up a hit over three innings. Helped out a little bit by his defense, and you know, as you have taken in this first couple of weeks of camp, Meister Stearns makes a great play on defense. He looks like he's fine, recovered from the knee thing. We'll see. Justin Smoke, saves a throwing error, makes a nice play on a line drive, saves another throwing error. I'm really impressed by what these two are doing.
Justin Smoke adds a lot at first base. That can be kind of undervalued a bit. Yep. I mean, because that makes the other three guys on the infield better. When you look at Jose Reyes last year, who had a lot of throwing errors, you know, maybe Justin Smoke kind of helps cut those down a little bit, right? You know, Josh Donaldson's been erratic as a thrower in previous seasons. You know, he can help make other guys on the diamond better. And I'm, you know, it's whether he fits on this bench right now, which is kind of the tough thing to say.
Yeah, and as long as Deonner Navarro is here, that's a mm-hmm. problem for whether it's Smoke or Derek Barton or Diane Vicieto. We got a minute left, and I want to get some of your thoughts. So tell me, Aaron Sanchez looked terrific today. Mm-hmm. If we all had our druthers, he'd be in the rotation. Where do you see him winding up this year?
Well, I mean, that's exactly it. You'd rather have 180 innings from him, right? But I mean, I'm just not sure that's where things are trending right now. I don't think that's where the team wants to see him. I think you're going to see him in the bullpen, especially because they just don't have that power arm back there. I mean, I think a lot of the reason why you're hearing about guys like Castro this spring is because he's got that power arm, and they want that guy who can come in and really blow it by guys in late innings, especially when you're coming off of a Dickey and off of a Burley, who aren't the hardest throwers in the world. So I really do think he's going to end up in the bullpen, and we talked to him earlier and he said he'd be fine with that. You know, he said he just wants to be on this team. He just wants to be in the bigs winning with this team, and you got to like that attitude.
Yeah, you do, and I don't think there's any question. Marco Estrada was the same way. He just wants to be in the major leagues with this team. When you look at the righties that are in the bullpen now without Sanchez, you're looking at Estrada and Redmond,
yeah.
And you're right, they don't throw hard. Delabar does, but he's still a guy from whom you're not sure what you're going to get. We got to go. Arden, thank you for the quick visit.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for your fine work for Sportsnet Magazine and .com over your couple of weeks here, and we'll see you when we get back to Toronto.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
All right, it's Arden Zwelling. Make sure you read his work in Sportsnet Magazine because he does good stuff and stuff like that. We'll come back, and we'll wrap this thing up. Blue Jays lose it 1-0 to the Pirates. It's a Honda postgame on the Sportsnet Radio Network.